أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we want to begin our review and analysis of the 36th chapter of the Quran, and that is chapter named Surat Yasin. Obviously this is a very large chapter of the Quran, as many of the earlier chapters of this book are, and so although it will take us many sessions to review it, however today in our brief introduction we want to go into a brief history of this chapter, the basic contents of it, and the importance of this chapter within our day-to-day lives. First off, let us mention that this chapter was revealed in the holy city of Mecca. This is what is called a Meccan chapter. Now, just to give a very brief preamble and understanding, because sometimes when you read verses and chapters of the Quran, or you read commentaries, we'll come across this phrase of Meccan and Madanin, of Meccan chapters, chapters that were revealed within the Meccan period of revelation, and other chapters or other verses which were revealed in the Medina period after the migration. One of the ways that we better understand, or that our scholars have explained this differentiation between the two regions of revelation, between Mecca and Medina, is that they say that any chapter which was revealed before the migration is referred to as a Meccan chapter. That means it's not related to geographic location, because it is very well possible that a verse or multiple verses came down to the Prophet outside of the city of Mecca when he was on an outside expedition, when he was at some other juncture of his life before the revelation, but not present in the city of Mecca. However, we deem those verses and those chapters to be Meccan because of the fact they were revealed in the Meccan period before the migration to Medina. And so obviously it stands to understand and to reason that those chapters or verses which are revealed or referred to as the Madani chapters, the Madani verses, those which were revealed in Medina, are actually not, we don't refer to them with that name because of the geographic location of place of revelation, but rather of the time of the revelation, that they came down to the Prophet, whether in the city of Medina, or on the outskirts, or on the one of the times of the battles, or one of the journeys of the Prophet, but after the migration to the city of Medina. And scholars, obviously, when they delve into commentary of the Quran, they need to know the differentiate between these two, especially when it comes to the Islamic jurisprudence, but also to piece together a timeline, a chronological history of Islam and the Quranic revelation to the beloved Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. The chapter contains 83 verses, and one of the distinct qualities and characteristics of this chapter of the Quran, which sets it aside and apart from many other chapters, is that it begins with not necessarily a word that is discernible to you and I mean, but rather through what is referred to as the Al-Huruful Muqatta'at. What we refer to in the scholars who do the teach the science of commentary of the Quran, what they call the disjointed letters. Now, we will definitely go into a detail of what these disjointed letters could possibly mean, but let us first just better understand Surat Yasin, and then we'll go to that particular aspect of this particular surah. As for the general contents, obviously this chapter speaks about many different events, many different themes and subjects are brought up by God in this chapter. However, ultimately, the prime theme is that of Islamic theology, of the aqaid, of our belief system. And in the traditions, we have been encouraged to teach this chapter to our children. We as a community, as Muslims, have been encouraged to recite this particular chapter of the Quran. And we have also been encouraged not only to recite it, but to gift the reward of the recitation to the souls of our deceased. As for the actual contents, in a nutshell, we can state the following, that the chapter begins with actually a testimony, an oath taken by God in relation to the prophetic mission of the final Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. And God testifying to the veracity and the truthfulness of this final of his messengers. We also will see within this chapter that three other messengers of God are spoken about, although their names are not mentioned, but we do have the stories which have come down to us from this chapter of their experiences in propagation and in teaching the messages of God to their own respective communities. As we will continue to further recite this chapter and to review its contents, we'll see that God then changes the discussion, and he speaks about some of his greatest of his signs. Obviously, one of the greatest of the signs of God, which points us to his oneness, what we call the Tawheed, the oneness of God. And that will be displayed to us through many different verses, including discussions about the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, the day of accountability. And we'll also be given some glimpses of heaven and of hell, the pleasures which await the righteous people who will enter into paradise, and also some of those punishments and the frightening fears that will accompany those who make their way towards the fire of hell. And last but not least, we mentioned that there are traditions which tell us that everything has a heart. Every living creature, as we know, has a heart. As human beings, we have a heart. Animal kingdom, the animals have hearts which has its own function within their system. And the hadith tell us, the traditions from the Prophet and his infallible successors tell us that the heart of the Quran is Surah Yasin. It is as if the Quran is given life through the chapter, this particular chapter, chapter number 36. And just as the heart in our body is there to pump the blood throughout our entire body to keep us alive, to provide the nutrients and all that we need to sustain our lives, it is as if Surah Yasin is similar to the Quran, that it gives the Quran life. It speaks about many of the issues that are talked about in other passages of the Quran. And so perhaps it is for that reason that we are given this understanding of the Quran, of Surah Yasin rather, being the heart of this beautiful book of the Holy Quran. As we conclude this introduction to Surah Yasin, we remind the viewers to subscribe to our channel if you have not yet subscribed, and make sure you hit the notification bell to be updated when new videos are posted in this and other series. To leave a comment below to express some thoughts or concerns or questions that you have on this series or any of our other videos. And we will hopefully see you in our next installment as we continue our review and analysis of chapter number 36, Surah Yasin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.